Football friends, are you listening? You better be. This is a podcast after all. There's a new way to earn big cash. You could play your way to up to £1 million English pounds. You could buy yourself 1/50th of Kyle Walker with that money. The game is titled Seven of the Best, or 7OTB, and it's free to enter. Each game week, you pick your seven best selections from all the fixtures in England and Scotland. One team as your banker, plus five more to win, and importantly, one fixture to draw. You get points for all the correct selections you pick, and you know what points mean, don't you, football friends? Points mean prizes. Football, our friend, it would be rude for me to win all the prizes every week. So head to 7otb.com to sign up and get playing. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. It's your best friend, Alex Mearns, and it's another Football Hour podcast. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to us over the thousands of other worse podcast, but you had to make a decision. You made the decision. You're on the Football Hour. You're with the Football Hour. Thank you so much. This is a podcast celebrating 25 years of the Premier League. Do you remember at the start of the season when everyone was celebrating 25 years of the Premier League? Well, that party has stopped, but I'm still here with a beer in my hand celebrating the party. Come on, where's everyone gone? Sky Sports, come back in the party. No, Alex, you did something in the toilet which was weird. I didn't mean to do that. That was just, I just wanted to go to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? What are you going on about, Alex? Right, just stick to the podcast. Okay, this is a special podcast celebrating 25 years of the Premier League, as I've been saying. And what it is I've worked out the all-time Premier League table of points accumulated from the 25 seasons. So from 1992 to 2016-2017 season, not including this one because this one's not finished yet, I have done the top 20 clubs of all time, the history of the Premier League. We're going to find out who has scored the most points in Premier League history, who has made it into the top 20. Right, number 20, Stoke City. Managed by Mark Hughes at the moment, but were brought into the league by Tony Pulis. 424 points in total from 342 games. 109 victories. A lot of them have come against top sides. Most of them have come against Arsenal. When Stoke first came into the league, Rory Delap was throwing balls into the Arsenal box and they were scared. Rory Delap was a scary bloke with a ball in his hand, less with the ball at his feet, but Stoke were a force. Then Mark Hughes came, turned them into a new team, and Stoke have managed to make the top 20 all-time Premier League table from points scored. Above them, another team managed by Tony Pulis, West Bromwich Albion. They've played over 80 more games than Stoke, but only managed 11 more points. 418 games, 433 points. But if you remember, there was a lot of yo-yoing around the early 2000s between the Championship and the Premier League for West Brom. But they've managed to steady the ship and Tony Pulis has done a really good job. And now they're fighting for top 10. They're not fighting for top 10 in this league, they're number 19. But you're not 19 forever, are you, West Brom? Into 18, in the relegation zone, is a team which have actually won the Premier League, Leicester City. They have accumulated 508 points in total, but most of them points came when they won the title with Sir Jamie Vardy and Claudio Ranieri. What a victory. What a time to be alive. Really, what a time to be alive. Leicester, one of the only teams to win the Premier League. Above them, though, is Bolton. Bolton have played 70 more games and got 70 more points than Leicester. They're sitting in 17th. They're not doing too well at the moment. They're in financial restrictions. But when they're in the Premier League under Big Sam, they finished in the UEFA Cup places. Kevin Nolan was brilliant behind the striker, scoring lots of goals. And Kevin Davis, brilliant hold-up player. That is why they're sitting 17th. Into 16th, Don Betts' Fulham. 494 games, 586 points, minus 127 goal difference. But under Roy Hodgson, that's what I remember them. And do you remember Louis Saha was at Fulham? What a player. Oh, yeah. But under Roy Hodgson, he took them to the Europa League final. They had a great team. Mark Schwarzer, Bretta Hangeland, Danny Murphy, Jimmy Bullard, Simon Davis, Damien Duff. Great, great side. And can't forget the guy, Bobby Z. Bobby Zamora. Yeah, so they fired Fulham into 16th in the all-time Premier League table. Then, coming next, the boys from the north, Sunderland, 15th, Borough, 14th, right? Sunderland have played 25 games more, but earned 50 points less. They were brilliant under Peter Reid and Kevin Phillips and Niall Quinn up front. They were a good side then. I think they finished 7th one season, and Kevin Phillips won the European Golden Boot. Since then, they've not accumulated many points. They've scrapped through relegations and saved themselves on about 6 or 7 occasions in recent years, but last season got relegated. Same as Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough were brilliant under Steve McLaren. They won the League Cup. I remember they had Gareth Southgate at the back, captain. They won the League Cup. They were a good side, Stuart Downing. But it all went wrong with that signing of Alphonso Alves, wasn't it? That was a shocking signing, the Brazilian from Holland. And but you did beat Man City 8-0 on the last game of one of the seasons. I can't remember what it was, but you beat Man City 8-0 before the cash came in. Right, next up, in 13th, Leeds United. They've only played 468 times, but they've managed 692 points, which is amazing from the games they had. Leeds were a big force. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant team under David O'Leary. Great side. Used to love watching them. Could still name the team. Gary Kelly, Ian Hart, Rio Ferdinand, Don Matteo, Lucas Radebe, in goal, Paul Robinson, or Nigel Martin. In the midfield, David Batty, Olivier Decour, Eric Bakker, Harry Kewell, Lee Bowyer. Oh, we had Robbie Keane, Robbie Fowler, Mark Viduka, Alan Smith. They obviously didn't all play in the same team because that's about 25 names I've named. But Leeds were a top team, going for titles, going for Champions Leagues. A bit like Tottenham at the moment. Imagine, football fans, if Spurs went into administration in 2 years' time and got relegated. That's what happened to Leeds United, and we've not been back since. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we're coming up. We're coming back for you, Premier League. In 12th, Southampton. 696 games, same as Blackburn Rovers in 11th. But Blackburn have got 80 more points than Southampton. Two very good teams. One are still in the Premier League, one's not, but one has won the Premier League. Blackburn under Kenny Dalglish. What a team. What a victory. SAS up front, Sutton and Shearer. Tim Sherwood in midfield. Good side. Right, that has been our Premier League all-time first 10 from the table of 20. Right, I'm going to come back and we're going to do the top 10 and we're going to find out who is the greatest team from Premier League history from points scored. Remember, 7 of the best, the game I was telling you about at the start. You don't just have to play against strangers. Make a league with your mates. I know how competitive you football friends are. So make a league and challenge them to see who can win the most cash prizes each week. The only issue is, if you win the £1 million prize, will you share it with them? I know I wouldn't. You can find plenty of new friends on a beach in Hawaii with a cocktail. Now, back to the football chat. Hello and welcome back to the show. We are doing the all-time Premier League table from 1992 to 2016-2017. 25 years of the Premier League. We've done the bottom 10. We are about to do the top 10. West Ham United, 806 games in the Premier League. They've scored over 1,000 points, 1,004 points. They've been brilliant to have in the Premier League. They're a team which you sort of expect more of. Just the location, being a London side, the history of West Ham. But they've never won the Premier League. And they're sitting in the top 10, though. So they've had a few relegations. And they're still in the top 10, which is great. Man City. Young football fans might be shocked by that. But Man City are only ninth. 1,171 points. They've won the Premier League twice. But they weren't very good. In the 90s, they were shocking side. Nearly got relegated to League 2 or League 1. But they got the money from Abu Dhabi. Aguero scored that goal. And all's rosy in the blue half of Manchester. Above them in 8th is Newcastle United. Back in the Premier League with Rafa Benitez. Great side in the 90s. Alan Shearer up top. Les Ferdinand, Andy Cole, David Ginola. Some brilliant players used to play for that team. And they're one of the Premier League giants, and it's good to have them back in the league, but they're only sitting eighth. Above them, Aston Villa. They've dropped down to the Championship. They were a side which were brilliant under Martin O'Neill. Why is Marlon Harewood sticking in my head when I think of Aston Villa? I'm thinking Petrov. I'm thinking Downing. I'm thinking Barry. I'm thinking James Milner. Ashley Young. Great team. Agbonlahore. Villa have had some good teams. Stan Collymore in the 90s used to play for them, knocking goals in. And they used to challenge for titles in the early years, but, well, they're challenging relegation in the Championship at the moment. Above Villa is Everton in sixth place. They've played every single game in Premier League history. They've been in for the 25 seasons, and they're sitting sixth. They have a goal difference of plus 52. So after all them years, you've only come above board by 52. That's incredible. Right, 1,324 points. They've won 51 games less than Spurs, who are sitting fifth, and they've got 100 more points than Everton. Spurs are sitting fifth. Great club. They're challenging for titles at the moment. Will they keep all their top players? I hope they do, and I hope they eventually win a title, but they're sitting fifth in this league. Right, next to them. Well, not next to them, above them. The red half of Merseyside, Liverpool. 1,677 points. An amazing goal difference of plus 615. That's nearly 500 more goals than Spurs. Great. Amazing. They've never won a Premier League, though. We know how close they went under Brendan Rodgers. We need them to be challenging for titles under Jurgen Klopp. Above them, Chelsea, who took the title from them when Demba Ba scored that goal. They used to be finishing about 10th to 6th place in the 90s, early 2000s. Roman Abramovich came in and took the Chelsea side to 5 Premier League titles, which is insane. They're sitting 3rd in the all-time. Above them, Arsenal, 1,822 points in total, which is a marvellous achievement. Most of that under George Graham and Arsene Wenger. But if the league was done from 2005 onwards, I think you'd be sitting 4th. Above. All right, we are now going to crown our all-time Premier League table champions. It's, of course, Manchester United, who are the only team to score over 2,000 points in the Premier League. Wow. Sir Alex Ferguson driven that club to endless amounts of titles in the 90s, in the 2000s. Since then, they've not won one, but they have won the all-time Premier League table. It's amazing. Amazing achievement. They've had some brilliant sides, and they fully deserve to be top of the Football Hour all-time Premier League table from points scored from the 25 seasons. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you have, click subscribe if you listen on iTunes. If you've already done that, go and follow us at The Football Hour on Twitter. It's free. And I just want to see who you are. You listen to the podcast all the time. I want to know. I want to put a listen to a face, please. Go and follow it at The Football Hour. See you soon. Thank you. Goodbye. Now the podcast is sadly over. Go to 70tb.com. That's 7 of the best's website, where you can sign up to win the big money prizes I've been telling you about all podcast. The main man behind the game is former England and Spurs legend Ledley King. He and a load of other Premier League stars, including Peter Crouch and Robbie Keane, have made their own selections. I would never fancy myself going up against Crouchy or Ledley King for a header, but I fancy my chances against them in this game. Finally, that website again, www.7otb.com, to play and to win a possible £1 million.